Hello everybody, it's Jenny from The Coach Jenny. I'm here to teach all my ladies how to find clarity in the chaos. That's right, babe. With a little bit of structure, a whole new mindset, and some sass in that step, we can hold it off. So sit back, relax, and let's get started. Hello, everybody. What's going on? What's new and exciting with you? Oh my gosh, I have the worst sore throat today. I've been drinking tea and soup and I don't know. Maybe I slept with my mouth open. I don't know what's up. I woke up in the middle of the night and I'm like, oh, what is wrong with me? And it didn't help that I had I did this amazing Zoom call with my friend today. And, you know, it's just super nice when you connect with somebody and you just lose track of time. And it was just a beautiful Zoom call and just planning some amazing things for the future. So stay tuned. Making my tea, and Georgie bought me this tea kettle that whistles because the dumbass me, funny story, when we were redoing the house here for my office and extending the dormers, I was making tea and they were putting the roof on and everything, and I run outside and I was like, George, I think the house is on fire. And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, come in the house, it smells like it's burning. And he comes in and he's like, oh my gosh, it smells like something is on fire. And I knew when they were putting the roof on, they would burn some rubber pieces, whatever, and do whatever to make sure the shingles or whatever stay. I don't know. I'm not a roofologist. So, and he's like, oh, it's probably the roof. Don't worry about it. So I was like, okay. So I go back into my office and I'm like, God, something is burning. And it's so strong. And I go downstairs and, so I made tea in my kettle. We have gas, a gas range. So I made tea and the tea was boiling so much. It boiled all the water out of it and it was actually burning the tea bags. So I quickly turned it off because literally it was smoking and I didn't even see it until I opened the tea kettle. I was like, oh my God, it was on fire. So I run the tea kettle outside, I throw it in the yard and George is like, what's that? I'm like, that is what was burning. He's like, oh my God, you let the tea kettle on fire. And I was like, apparently. So, for Christmas, George bought me a tea kettle that now whistles, but it's not like a acute whistle. It's like a freaking screeching weasel in heat. This thing is annoying. Literally, I need that. So I was just downstairs talking to George because he is on his way to go skiing with some friends. And yes, I don't ski. So that's another story in itself. But when we were sitting there and then I heard the screeching weasel go off, it just kind of makes me laugh. So I am sitting here talking to you and drinking my tea. So taking a sip right now. Hold on. Oh my gosh, it's so hot. But I was thinking about what am I going to talk about today? And I was like, oh, I should tell him a funny story. I should tell him this post I made the other day. And just so many things are going on in my brain right now. But I do want to cover shortly on how to do a mini life evaluation. And I did a post on this on all my social medias. So you can check it out as well if you want to see a digital media reel or whatever. But there are simple ways to do a quick life evaluation. And you're asking me, what the hell is a life evaluation? Newsflash, If you don't evaluate yourself or chart anything or have a planner, honey, how do you know if you're moving in the right direction? Yeah, I'm going to give you some sass because I'm forever charting, planning, journaling. Yeah, that's my thing. I'm the planner queen. And I will put things in my planner. I have lots of notebooks, and someday I will give you a tour of all my notebooks, and welcome to cribs of notebooks. But I am always evaluating things and assessing and looking at things and how I can improve and, you know, what needs to change and what can stay the same and this, that, and the other thing. But that is an evaluation because I am evaluating the process that I'm doing. So I have 6 easy steps. And I'm not going to go through them like intense because some of them are pretty elementary. So let's get started. Number one, you're going to ask yourself, what do I currently need? What do you currently need? Yes, that's pretty self-explanatory. In your life evaluation, you're going to ask yourself, what do I currently need? Do you need a nap? Do you need money? Do you need love and romance? Do you need, I don't know, maybe some health and nutrition? You need to figure out what you need. Because if you don't know what you need, then what are you working for? Question mark. That's a good one. Number two, do the people around you support your goals? This was a huge one for me because sometimes even when I don't even support my own goals, I know that George, my husband, is my number one fan. He supports me through and through with all of my crazy decisions and literally love him to pieces. But how about the people around you? Do they support your goals? Do they support your vision? Or are they the naysayers and be like, oh, honey, you can't do that. Or that's not for you. Or you should try something else. Sometimes you need to evaluate the people that are around you. And maybe sometimes those people need to be cut from the team. Wink, wink. Number three, are you becoming the person that you want to be? Yes, when we're evaluating our life, are you taking steps towards that person that you want to be? Because if you're not going in that right direction, then honey, you need to pivot. And there's times in my life when I'm like, oh my God, I don't like myself. I hate myself. Like, this is not the person that I want to be. And I've been there many times and I'm like, I don't like who I am. I don't like who this situation is making me be. And sometimes those are the people that you ding dong ditch and you're just like, I will be nice to you. We can work together. Like, I am hashtag over this. And these are some of my former employees in places that I worked. And I'm just like, wow, we can, yeah. Like, this is not where I want to go and who I want to be in my life right now. So yeah, I was becoming such a grouchy and unpleasant person that, yeah, that's no, I had to remove myself. Number four, are you learning from your mistakes? There are many times in life that we make a mistake and we continuously do the same shit over and over and over again. You're not learning from your mistake. You just keep on doing the same stupid thing that needs to stop. So if you're not learning from your mistakes and pivoting or changing and trying new things, we need to do that. That's why we need to do this mini life evaluation, because if we continuously do the same thing and receive the same answers, we need to do something else. We need to try something else. We need to ask for help. We need to completely go in a different direction, because you're not learning. You're not growing. You're not doing, you're just exceeding and just there. That we don't want to be there. We want to grow. So, yeah. Number five, do you take care of yourself? And how do you take care of yourself? In this life evaluation, are you taking care of yourself? I'll be the number one person to raise my hand that I don't take care of myself, i.e. I have a weirdest sore throat going on right now. Don't even know where that came from. I'm like, I don't know. Am I licking like handlebars or something? I don't know. But it's like, are you taking care of yourself? Are you eating healthy? Are you getting your fruits and vegetables? Are you exercising? Are you getting enough daylight? Are you getting outside for your eyeballs to get some vitamin D? Like, who knows? Probably not. We need to take care of ourselves just a little bit more. Everybody has some kind of smart device, if it isn't a watch or a tracker, or everybody has a phone nowadays. Those devices can tell you how you're taking care of yourselves because we can download apps. These apps will tell you. And the last one is a good one. It says, what can you do to change your life right now? If you don't like the direction that you're going, you can change it. You can stop it. You can say, I'm not doing this anymore. You can be like, honey, I don't like these results. I need to do something different. You're allowed to say no. You're allowed to change. You're allowed to pivot. You're allowed to do different things. I just talked to my friend today, and it's nice to have this revelation to realize that we are grown-ass adults now, and we can make our own decisions. It's such an empowering feeling knowing that we, as adults, can make our own decisions. I know, I said it twice in a row, because we need to hear that. There's people out there who are continuously dictating our lives, and you need to understand that you are the sole person to make the decision on yourself. Just understand that. I mean, there's so many individuals that be like, well, I have to listen to what my boss says, and I have to do this, and my parents say this, and I get it. Those are mere suggestions. Those are suggestions. Yes, some of those suggestions come with consequences if you don't follow through, and I'm well aware of that, and I've been through that myself. But on the other hand, if you don't like something, you need to change it. If you don't like where you work and it makes you miserable, you need to find a new working environment. If you don't like the person that you're becoming, you need to change and pivot. If you don't like the way you physically look, then honey, you need to start working out or eating better or finding something that will help you with that mindset. So these six steps are a way to do a mini life evaluation. Do I answer all these questions every week? Pretty much. And this is something that you can pretty much do in a shower or in the car or whatever, and just answer these simple questions and be like, you know, what do I currently need? Do the people around me support my goals? You know, what kind of person am I becoming? You know, am I learning from my mistakes? Do I take care of myself? And what can I change right now? Like, these are six simple questions that can help you move forward in the right direction. So I hope this made sense. I just wanted to kind of crank that out today and make it simple and easy for you to kind of see where my mindset is on this mini evaluation question, and see if it makes sense with you. You know, do you evaluate your life? Do you ask yourself these questions? And do you need to maybe pivot a little bit? So, all right, everybody, I hope you have an amazing weekend. I am super pumped because I am maybe going on a little adventure. So stay tuned to my social medias and you'll find out what that is. So, mwah! Love you guys, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.